Last Monday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced the first case of COVID-19 in the region. 2 days later, on Wednesday, YKHC employees received an email from YKHC CEO and President Dan Winkleman saying some of them could soon lose their jobs. The pandemic, he wrote, is devastating our financials. Few people are seeking health care. Winkleman writes that patient visits have dropped by 70%. More than half of YKHC's revenue comes from Medicaid, and the state of Alaska has canceled essential Medicaid travel from most villages, and normal appointments aren't being done. The hospital has suspended elective procedures, as well as optometry and dental visits. YKHC began telemedicine, but usage has been low, Winkleman said. To bring in the few patients who do come to Bethel, YKHC is having to pay for expensive charters due to cuts in air service. These hard economic times are occurring despite YKHC receiving funding from the CARES Act. Winkleman says the funds will only cover several weeks of operation. Winkleman writes that if patient numbers do not, quote, substantially increase over the next couple of weeks, YKHC will be forced to reduce our expenses significantly, which means a furlough and/or a reduction in force, end quote. YKHC would not talk to KYUK about this financial situation or provide more details about potential job losses. In his email to employees, Winkleman thanked the staff for their months of preparing YKHC to respond to the pandemic and wrote that if a surge of COVID-19 patients occurs, quote, we will have much more work to do, and it will be an all-hands-on-deck approach. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.